You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, hello, welcome to another episode. Great to have you here. Now, today we are talking all about the crowdfunder for the book Anti-Manipulation. So we'll be talking a bit about the book, a bit about the crowdfunder, why the book, why the crowdfunder, how you can help. Do stick around. Hopefully you'll find it useful and interesting. Please do give us a like, a share, a comment, a subscribe. Give us a rate and a review on your favorite podcast platform as well. That all really, really does help. So, Anti-Manipulation, the book. You may or may not have already come across the book. You may have seen me talking about it on social media. You may not. Let me explain, first of all, what the book is about. So, when you buy something, how do you know that you're buying it because you want to buy it, rather than you're buying it because they want you to buy it? And the follow-up question, how would you even know? Now, let's get this up front. Sales, there is absolutely nothing wrong with sales. Nothing wrong with sales. I mean, let's face it, you go into a shop, you're going because they have things to sell to you, and you're going there because you want to buy. Absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with advertising, marketing, all of those things. Absolutely fine. Where it does become a problem, however, is when, rather than just offer us the things to buy, the unscrupulous attempt to manipulate us into wanting their stuff. They try and manipulate us into buying it, even though we don't want or even need it. Or perhaps we can't even afford it. But they still manipulate us into buying it. Now, this happens in many, many different industries. I've been in the personal development industry for 12 years now. I've seen it happen in various segments in that. I also know it happens in many, many other sectors and many other industries. I've spoken with people in various other industries, and they have shared their experiences of it as well. It happens everywhere. And for a long time, I've thought, you know, somebody should write a book exposing the tools, tricks, and techniques which the unscrupulous use. Nobody wrote a book, so I figured, you know what, I'm going to write it. Why me? Well, as I say, I've been in the personal development field for over 12 years now, trained and certified right up to train the trainer level in NLP and hypnosis. I've trained countless people in those as well. And hypnosis, NLP, they are fantastic tools. They have a lot of very powerful benefits. They can be really used to help a lot of people. However, as with all tools, they can be used with malicious intent. Now, there's nothing wrong with a tool. No tool is good or bad, but using it makes it so, as Shakespeare may have written how he thought about the topic. I mean, think of a hammer. A hammer can be very, very useful. Hammering in nails, tapping things into place. Use a hammer to build all sorts of things. You can also use a hammer to smash things. Doesn't mean the hammers are good or bad. It's just how you use it. And it's the same with NLP and psychology and hypnosis and all the other tools which are misused to manipulate us into buying stuff that we don't necessarily want. So I've got a deep understanding of many of these tools. I know how they can be misused. I know how some people do misuse them, because I've seen it. I've seen people teach it. And I've certainly seen it in action. I understand what's going on. So that's why I'm writing the book. You see, the idea is, by shining a spotlight, by helping us to be better aware of these tools, tricks, and techniques, we can spot them when they're being used on us. If we're able to spot them when they're being used on us, we can protect ourselves against it, which in turn means we are better placed to be able to make a more informed decision, so that when we do choose to buy something, we're buying it because we want to buy it. We're not buying it because they've manipulated us into buying it. So that's the idea behind the book. And it explores lots of these tools, tactics and techniques, shows how they work, how they're applied, and shows us how we can spot them being used and how we can protect ourselves against them. Now, I do have to, there's an elephant in the room at this point. An elephant suddenly appears in the room, in the minds of some people. So if somebody got this book, they could learn how to manipulate us. Isn't that a bit unethical of you to share all this stuff? Well, not really. And I'll explain why. There are people out there using these tools, tricks and techniques. There are many places they can learn them. The way I describe the things in the book lets you spot them being used, but it wouldn't teach you necessarily how to actually use them to manipulate people. So somebody couldn't pick up the book and just read the book and then start manipulating people. However, you could pick up the book, read it, and learn how to spot when others are manipulating you and learn how to avoid being manipulated. So that's the idea behind the book. That's why I believe the book is safe. It certainly isn't going to be an instruction book on how to manipulate people. People aren't going to be able to learn to manipulate using it, but people are going to be able to learn how to protect and defend themselves against being manipulated. So that is the idea behind the book itself. When is the book coming out? Well, I'm putting the finishing touches to the book at the moment. It's coming on quite nicely. Coming on rather nicely. The book itself will be available to buy on Saturday the 4th of March, 2023. So just 4 months' time. 4 months' time, the book will be out, ready for you to buy and to learn how to protect yourselves. It'll be in paperback. It'll also be in ebook on Kindle, iBook, Nookbook, all the ebook formats as well. So that's when the book itself is coming out. What about the crowdfunder? I've mentioned crowdfunder. Well, the reason for the crowdfunder is I'm publishing the book myself. Now, I've published five other books so far, so I've got the flow of how to publish books. I've got all that flow. So I'm publishing it myself. I know I need a good cover design. I've got a great cover designer, Simon Clements, who designed the cover for my previous book, The Masks We Wear. If you've seen the cover that he designed for that, that is a gorgeous cover. It's everything I could have hoped for and a whole lot more. I know Simon will create a great cover for Anti-Manipulation. I'm really looking forward to working with him on that. In fact, I have to say, when we were talking about doing the cover for The Masks We Wear, I said to Simon, you know, I've got an idea. I've got an idea for what I'd like as a cover. It's not one I could create. I haven't got the skills or the tools to do it. I've got the idea. So I told him what the idea was. He said, leave it with me. I'll create a draft mock-up and we'll see if we're on the right tracks. A couple of days later, email came from him. He said, well, here's a first draft mock-up. What do you think? And I took one look at it and I went, that's pretty much the finished cover, Simon. That is absolutely spot on. He added a few more subtle details that really made the cover sing, but that's the quality of his work. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he creates for the cover for Anti-Manipulation. I also know that I am rubbish at proofreading, especially my own work, but any work, I'm rubbish at proofreading because I read, and as I read, I settle in and start reading what's supposed to be there, not necessarily what's actually written. I won't spot spelling mistakes and all these sorts of things. And I know they can ruin a good book. I've heard of many a book that has been ruined because readers just keep tripping over spelling mistakes in it and various other errors. And I think, So I'm hiring an excellent proofreader. I'll be hiring Craig Smith, who's got 20 years experience in the industry. He's going to be editing and proofing the book for me. So I've got a stellar team to make sure this book is in the best possible quality to give you, dear reader, the best possible experience. So where the crowdfunder comes in, got to pay these people, right? absolutely going to pay these people. And that's where the crowdfunder is coming in to help pay for the costs of the cover design, the editing, the proofing, all the publishing expenses involved as well, and the layout and all of that side of things. There is also another benefit to having the crowdfunder. We've got a very modest target. It's a very modest target that we need to reach. We're not aiming for like 5-6 figures or any of that nonsense. It's a nice modest target that just helps to cover the costs. I'm not going to be making profits out of this. It helps to cover the costs. If the crowdfunder doesn't raise enough money to hit the target, then that shows there's no market for the book. That shows that there aren't going to be enough people buying the book to make it worthwhile. So it's also a good way of just testing the market. I mean, I've spoken with a lot of people. A lot of people say, oh, wow, this is a really good book. I love the idea of this book. You've got to get it out there. So now with the crowdfunder, we just need a small number of people to put their money where their mouth is and go, yes, I believe in this book so much, I'm willing to help fund it to get it out there. If it doesn't reach the target, that's a clear sign there isn't a market for the book. When it does reach the target, that will enable us to get the book out there. So the crowdfunder launches with a bang at 4 p.m. on Saturday, the 5th of November, and it runs for exactly 4 weeks. What is a crowdfunder? What does it mean? Well, basically what it means is I've got, where are we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I should have counted that beforehand. I've got 11 different reward options in the crowdfunder, covering every conceivable budget. And basically, if you want to see the book get out there, you donate at whichever level you feel appropriate. And there are rewards that you get in exchange for your support. For example, there's the popular one, the merch bundle, where you'd basically get a thank you on the website. You'll get a thank you in the book itself. You'll receive a signed copy of the very first, from one of the very first books off the printing press, the very first batch, receive a signed copy of that. You get a lovely anti-manipulation bookmark. You get a gorgeous anti-manipulation mug. And you'll even get some anti-manipulation tea to keep you hydrated while you're reading the book. There's other levels. For example, you can buy just the book. Just buy the book at cost, at the retail price. Buy the book, £15. You give you £15 now. You will get a copy of the book as soon as it comes out. You'll probably actually get it a couple of days before it goes on sale. Oh, nice. As a thank you for your belief and support of the project. So we got various options starting at £5. And we got options including buy the book, get the merch pack, get just a signed book. Got a nice one called That's Dedication, where you get everything in the merch bundle and you get to give a shout out and a dedication actually printed in the book itself. There's only 10 of those available. Various other ones where you can get the book and sponsorship of my podcast for a month, 4 episodes of this podcast, 4 episodes of that. You get to sponsor it, get your advert read in it. You get mentioned in all the promotion for it. We've got higher ones as well. The Stop Smoking bundle. Get that at £50 discount as a thank you for your belief in supporting the book. Or there's membership of the Mindset Mastery Movement. Shh, secret. That's coming out a little bit later. But you can get advanced membership of that. Or you can even get a 12-month bespoke one-to-one tailor-made coaching package. You and me, 12 months working together with you on all of your mindset. Those are the various options. It starts at just a fiver. The various options, depending upon how much you want to contribute to it. We're just looking to raise £1,200. That will help cover the costs of the proofreading, the editing, the cover design, the publishing, the layout, getting it to market, the whole lot. That will be launching on Saturday, the 5th of November. As I say, it runs for 4 weeks. It will close at the end of the 4 weeks at 4 p.m. on Saturday, the 3rd of December. It closes. if you're thinking, maybe 5th of December, I'll pop some money. It'll have gone. It will have closed by that point. And it is an all or nothing crowdfunder. I'm running it through Crowdfunder, one of the most well-known and best established crowdfunding platforms. So, you know, it's all completely above board. They look after all the money. I don't get to see the money until the campaign finishes. We're doing an all or nothing. So if we don't raise that, at least that total, the £1,200 by the end of the campaign, everybody gets their money back and we just scrap the project. When we do hit that target, however, then the book will go ahead. And if we exceed that target, depending upon how far we exceed it, if we exceed that target, that's going to help pay for additional marketing and promotion of the book to get it even more widely spread. And a good old-fashioned book launch, depending on what we raise, we'll have a nice, proper, good old-fashioned book launch, a get-together and some nibbles and some drinks and mingle and chat and have a proper celebration of launching the book. That's what it's all about. Please do check out the details. As I say, the crowdfunder launches at 4 p.m. on the 5th of November. You can find the link crowdfunder. You can find more details about the book itself and so on, all at antimanipulation.com. Antimanipulation.com. You'll find out more about it. If you want to chat about any of it, get in touch. You know I'm all over the socials. Connect with me, whatever your favorite social media platform is, or drop a line through the website. Get in touch. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that you have about it. If you, like me, believe this is an important book that we need to get into the hands of as many people as possible to protect as many of us as possible from the tools, tricks, and techniques which the unscrupulous use to manipulate us into buying their stuff, please look at how you might be able to support and help the crowdfunder campaign. And one final thought, if you're thinking, I love the idea, but I just cannot commit financially at this point, I totally get that. Absolutely get that. There's a lot of financial pressures on everybody right now. If that's you, no problem. Give us a shout out. Talk about the book and the crowdfunder to family and friends. When you see some posts about it, share them far and wide. All of that also helps with support, gets the campaign out even further, even wider into the hands of more people, which means even more people are going to get a chance to take part in it. That's it for now. Hopefully you found this interesting, useful. Hopefully you're looking forward to the crowdfunder and to the book itself. I'm looking forward to getting the book out there. I know a lot of people are going to find it really useful. Remember, it goes on sale on Saturday, the 4th of March. The crowdfunder itself launches on Saturday, the 5th of November. I will finish there. I will catch you in another episode very soon. But until then, take care, look after yourself. And thank you, as always, for all your support and your kind comments and your subscriptions and your shares. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you. Bye for now.
Listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.